I open my eyes and look at the man standing across from me in our cold, dark basement. We're surrounded by boxes of birth certificates, Sunday school drawings and report cards, medical records and holiday decorations, the history of our family. Richard, I need you to... I have to stop and steady myself before I can continue. He just stares at me. I need you to tell me everything that happened today. Tell me everything you left out, who you saw, and when and where you saw them, and what you said to them. I hear the words come out of my mouth, but my voice sounds hollow and disconnected from my body. My vision drifts to some middle distance between us. I should call the police, but if I do that, Richard will go to prison, and I'll be left with no money, no house, no friends, nothing but 5 damaged children. And all these boxes. He's brought disaster to our door, but I'm the one who has to open the door and let it in. And I can't do that. God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac on an altar in order to prove his righteousness. Abraham was ready to do it. But I'm not. I've reached the limit of my righteousness. I would rather lose my soul than sacrifice my children. We need to go over all of it, I say. In case you've missed something. Something like a smile of relief crosses Richard's face. I shake my head. No, I say quietly. Don't smile. Please don't smile. We need to figure out how to best handle this, Richard. We need to do it now, because at any minute the phone's going to ring, and it's going to be somebody calling to tell us the news. And that's when we'll have to start living this whole new pack of lies you've made up. If we could die for this, without hurting the children, I'd choose that. But we can't. You've taken them hostage. So we need to go over this again, now, while we still have time, so we can figure out what we're going to do. But don't smile like any part of this makes you happy. Nothing about this makes me happy, he says. I'm just exhausted, and knowing you're with me, I guess I'm relieved. I have to shut my eyes again. God forgive us.